God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In this 12th chapter, he goes on talking about the gifts of the Spirit and the body of Christ, because that's where they manifest. But then in the 14th chapter, like we said before, this entire chapter is devoted to speaking in tongues. Now, if some people would try to tell us that tongues were only for a few days, as recorded in the book of Acts, for the so-called early church, and that all that's passed away, why in the world would the Lord put a whole chapter in the New Testament of instructions to the church for something that was only going to last for a few days and didn't even apply to us? Are we really to take this whole chapter out of the New Testament and say, well, you know, that's really not for us today? An entire chapter in the New Testament. How many understand if this one falls, which one's coming next? You say, well, you know, you don't even have to read that because, you know, they talked in tongues in the early days and the apostles had that and they needed some instruction. But that was just a sign that God was doing right then, and that's all passed away and that's all ceased. So in other words, just ignore the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. No. I said no, no, no. No, speaking in tongues was for them, and speaking in tongues is for us. It's for us. It's for us. And Faith Life Church is going to be one of the speaking in tonguesest bunch you ever saw. Amen. Oh, Brother Keith, you're liable to run some people off like that. I hope not. I hope you come join us. Can we come if we don't speak in tongues? Certainly, certainly. But you'll be missing out. But I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to hide it for fear that I might offend somebody. No. Y'all talk in tongues? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Every day. Talk in tongues a lot? A lot. A lot. I mean, we just talk in tongues all the time. We are tongue talkers. And make no apology for it. Well, now, Brother Keith, it ain't for everybody. It is for everybody. It certainly is. Well, I don't believe it that way. Well, I'm sorry. But I believe I can prove it to you from the Bible numerous ways. And don't misunderstand me. If you say, well, I don't talk in tongues and it makes me uncomfortable. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm on this side of it. I was a Christian for years who did not speak in tongues. Can you be saved and not speak in tongues? Certainly. You're not a candidate to be filled until you are. But now, of course, it can happen in a split second, both. You can be saved and filled faster than you can blink your eyes. But certainly, you can be saved and go to heaven and love God and never speak in tongues. Certainly. Well, some folk don't say so. Well, I'm sorry, but you can. If you're born again, you can be born again not speaking tongues. Certainly. Millions are. And I was someone who was born again, knew God, loved God, but didn't speak in tongues for years. But then I did. I got filled with the Spirit, spoke in tongues, and have spoken in tongues now for many more years. And so since I have experience in both areas, I'm qualified to say. If you've only had experience in one area, not speaking, you don't know, you're not qualified to say anything about it. Right? Are y'all with me? And how many else with me in here would testify that speaking in tongues with or being a Christian, I should say, with speaking in tongues is better. Better? Much better. Much better. I mean, that's an understatement. Much better. Hold your place in 1 Corinthians 14 there. Go to Acts, the second chapter. And let's look back at where this thing started. Are you in Acts? The second chapter? Anybody know what happened as recorded in Acts 2? Do you believe it happened just like it's written right here? Huh? Jesus has gone to the cross. He has paid the price. It was awful. He was in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. He rose from the dead. Glory to God. He spoke to his disciples. He ascended on high out of their sight. And the angel said, just like you see him going, that's how he's going to come. How many believe it just like that? How many believe he was literally dead? Was he? Was Jesus physically and literally dead? Did he physically and literally and spiritually every other way raise from the dead? Is he alive right now? Is it true that nobody will ever find Jesus' bones? Because they're not here. They're not on the planet. They're with him. Where's Jesus' bones? In his body. Didn't he say after he had raised from the dead? What did he say? Touch me. This is after he was crucified, after he was cold and dead in the grave. He told him, touch me. A spirit does not have flesh and bone like you see me.
Right.
Notice he didn't say flesh and blood. Why? Because his blood is on the mercy seat. Where it has bought you and paid for you and redeemed you. Somebody says, well, what's flowing in his veins? God. Spirit. Same thing is going to be flowing in your veins. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Right? The life of our flesh has been contaminated and corrupted. Our blood has been contaminated and corrupted through the curse and through the sin and through the fall. But soon and very soon, this corruptible is going to put on incorruptible. Hallelujah. This mortal is going to put on immortality. What's going to happen to our blood? I don't know, but it's not going to be the same. We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, never again subject to aging or death or decay or any kind of weakness. Means you'll never have a headache forever. You'll never get a new wrinkle. Ever. Ever. You will never have an off day for eternity. You will never feel a little bit weak or off. Ever again. Because you won't be mortal anymore.
Hallelujah.
Immortal. I say, you really believe all that? Really. Really do. Jesus has raised from the dead. He told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem till they be endued with power from on high. So that's exactly what they were doing. They were staying there, praying and awaiting on God, just like he told them to do. And Acts 2 verse 1 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Who's in the house? Huh? The Holy Spirit is in the house, manifested. Somebody say, what an entrance. And there, it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues. Tongues? Tongues. Tongues of fire. And what's about to happen to their tongues? Tongues of fire is going to sit on them. And then the Holy Ghost is moving on them and filling them. And they're going to speak with their tongues, other tongues. And people are going to hear them in their tongues. Somebody say tongues. Tongues, tongues, tongues. Says, Brother Keith, some people are not comfortable with all that. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm reading the Bible. You can't apologize for the Bible. If you did, what kind of preacher are you? No, listen. Tongues are distinctive of this age in which we live, the church age. This is the Holy Ghost age. This is the church age. All of these other manifestations of the Spirit you can find in the Old Testament. Working of miracles. You can find discerning of spirits, word of knowledge. You can see them. But not this. This began here. This is something unique to us. Ha ha! The last days bunch. The church bunch. And if you fully identify with the church as it began, then you have to fully identify with tongues. Yeah. Tongues. Yeah. They spoke in other tongues. Yeah. Say it out loud. They spoke in other tongues. And so do we. If we've got the same spirit they had, we ought to have some of the same manifestations that they had. We ought to have the same help they had. And the more you learn about tongues, you see what a help it is. What a supernatural ability to build yourself up, to pray out mysteries, to pray out the will of God. Because otherwise, if you don't pray in tongues, the only praying you have is limited to your understanding, which is severely limited. Don't care who you are, how smart you think you are, how many understand compared to what God knows. And I know, you know, there were times before I was filled with the Spirit. Love God. I'd pray. I knew something needed to happen in my life. And I'm hungry for God. I know if something's not right, I can't tell what it is. Didn't know at the time, but I found out since then it was a call on our life. Something we were supposed to do in Him. Didn't know that. But I'd try to pray with my understanding. I'd pray everything I could think of to pray in 5 minutes. And then say it again for another 30 times, just keep repeating myself. And yet you knew you weren't touching it. You knew you weren't getting it out until glory to God began to speak in other tongues. And then you touch it. You touch what you couldn't touch with your mind. You express what you didn't know how to say. Oh, come on, can you say amen? Well, what good does it do? I'm trying to explain it to you right now. They had a supernatural means of building themselves up spiritually, of praying out the mysteries, divine mysteries and will of God. Do you need this as much as they needed that then? Certainly you do. Does everybody need it?
Yes.
Certainly everybody needs it. That's why it's available to everybody. Everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Different Kinds of Tongues, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304C. That's R1304C. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.